This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Big Ten, ACC, Pac-12 announcing an alliance.
Hopefully this alliance will really stabilize the different issues that we're facing in college athletics.
The foundation of college sports is, in many respects, in turmoil.
To the three of us, we felt the stabilization of the current environment across Division I and FBS and in Power 5 in particular. This was its chance for a new direction.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Hey, family is everything, and I've got a peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Plus, quotes are free quotes. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, Bart, is Kirk Herbstreit.
I used to hate. Talk about family. I used to hate Herbstreit.
Now, why would you hate Herbie? Why would you hate him?
Dude, where am I from?
I know where you're from. I'm from Michigan, Ohio State.
D-twire.
But you were
Bo Schembechler. Come on,
you didn't play at Michigan though.
Well, right,
let's bring
Bo Schembechler and all those guys.
Let's bring Herbie in right now.
You broke my heart.
See, Bart, this is how Bart welcomes guests.
What up, Herbie?
Man, Bart, I didn't know you had that kind of passion for Michigan, man. I didn't know it was like that. I knew you're from up that way.
Yeah, man, I love Michigan, man. I actually committed there. I went there. I decided to go to Michigan State because I hated Larry Foote. I decided to go opposite because I never wanted to be on the same team as Larry Foote because I hate the Persian Doughboys.
Wow.
Me and Antonio Gates committed to Michigan State to go against the guys from the east side, from the west side of Detroit.
Okay. I didn't realize that. Okay, so did you grow up a Michigan fan or a Michigan State fan as a kid?
I was a Michigan fan because Michigan had this cooler helmets, right? It was like they had the helmets that were unique to anybody else, and I used to just watch the Buckeyes, spack them up. You know what I mean? I used to love watching, Woodson versus Boston. You know what I mean?
It was some great rides.
I mean, it's been one-sided now, Herbie. I mean, I guess I can ask you, is it time for Jim Harbaugh to get fired?
Wow, let's go out of the gate. Hot take.
Can we burn the khakis? Let's burn the khakis.
Come on. No, I keep thinking they're going to turn the corner, but it's been, I don't know, 6 years, and they're still kind of waiting. Honestly, Bart, I think the key, name the last great, like the guy that you feared, Michigan quarterback. Like, I just don't think they've been right at that position.
I shouldn't need that. This guy's the guru. He's supposed to be the guy that went to San Diego. He's got to went to Stanford. He's supposed to be able to recruit him. You can't recruit a top-notch quarterback at Michigan. He should be fired for that. We're going to burn them doctors.
The quarterbacks that he's had that have done well have been transfers. Guys that have played their best. He's not been able to recruit a guy yet. Now, he's got a guy coming in this year who's a high school kid that's supposed to be really good, but I'm with you. I mean, when Harbaugh was announced to go to Michigan and you look at his background and what he was able to do as a coach with the 49ers and before that Stanford, to me, it was a foregone conclusion that between the history and tradition, facilities, everything Michigan has to offer, and Jim Harbaugh playing there and being a legend and all his success as a coach, I thought it was going to be game on.
They have not
been able to live up to it yet.
Yeah. Kurt, is it too much to ask? I'm a parachute. I tell people I end up going to Southern Illinois, so I really didn't go to college. I went to 13th grade. But is it too much to ask for Michigan to keep it within 14 when they play Ohio State? Is that too much to ask?
Right now, yeah, it has been. I mean, if you stood on the field and saw the difference in personnel, like you would just be, how have we gotten to this point? Ohio State, I really feel that Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, maybe Georgia and Oklahoma have just gone to a different level as far as the athletes that they have year in and year out. And when you look at Michigan, they were close back in 16. That was a game in Columbus where they competed. But other than that, it's been not just losing, but getting blown out. And I just think it has to do with the overall athletic ability that Ohio State has taken their game to a whole different level, started with Urban Meyer, and now even Ryan Day. He's kind of taken it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, Kirk Herbstreit joining us right now on Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. With that in mind, and we were talking to Steve Sarkisian last week in the morning, and he talked about how his program, he feels like, Texas already has a target on them, who they are, but he feels like even more now, because of where they're eventually going to end up, in the SEC, along with Oklahoma. And you think about that conference now, the Big 12. When you look at what's eventually going to happen there with them leaving, do you think even more so to watch the competition in that conference because of what some of those other teams are facing? The future of that conference seems like it's getting dark.
Well, the future of that conference, I mean, it was already a behemoth, and now you add Texas and especially Oklahoma. You know, Texas is more about the brand. You know, it's like adding the Cowboys to a conference. I mean, it's a huge brand. Much like the Cowboys, they haven't done anything lately. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people are excited to see what they can do, and they want to see Texas with Sark be the team that they should be. I mean, we're talking about Michigan. Texas is kind of a mirror image. You know, they have ridiculous facilities, ridiculous high school football in that state, and you would think that year in and year out they have what it takes to be a top five, top ten team at the very least, and they've not been able to do that. We'll see if Sark can get them going. But joining the SEC along with Oklahoma, that SEC is going to be an interesting conference. I mean, it's created uncertainty. You heard the alliance quote that you guys played when we came back. You know, what is this alliance with the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12? You know, what is happening with their three conference commissioners? You have Greg Sankey as the SEC commissioner. At some point, no matter what the alliance's agenda is, what the SEC agenda is, at some point, for the betterment of the players and the sport and the coaches, they've all got to come together and get in the same room. Right now, it seems like everybody's alienated. Everybody's apart. And if they're ever going to fix college football, they've all got to figure out a way to come back together.
Yeah, you want to see everybody come together. And that's, I think, I'm trying to figure out what the alliance is, like you were just talking about. Is it a way to answer the SEC, or is it something about scheduling? I can't figure it out.
Well, to me, what the alliance is right away, the first thing that came to mind was the SEC, no matter how big and how strong and powerful they are, which they are, they only have, when you get into those meetings, they have one vote. You know, you have one vote to three. So if you're voting on expansion or you're voting on any kind of legislation of anything you're trying to do as a group, these three are basically saying, kind of like the show Survivor, they're building an alliance, and like however we're whatever they're going to put on the table, the three of us are in cahoots, the three of us are in alignment. We see the world collectively the same. They see the world differently, but you know what, we've got three votes, so they only have one. That's the only thing that I can think of. I don't know where it's going to go, but I think initially I think those three conferences were scared, were hurt, feelings were hurt, and I think they reacted in a way of kind of saving face from a PR standpoint, and so they created this alliance and made to try to make their fans and their constituents feel like, okay, you know, these 41 institutions are all coming together, and that creates power. That's what they're trying to do. But at the end of the day, for now, it gives them three votes to the one of the SEC.
Hey, Kirk, when I'm watching what's unfolding in the Big 12, I feel like I'm watching an episode of Oregon Trail, man. I feel like dysentery, dehydration. At some point, it's going to become like the Big East, right? It's going to be, you know, disbanded, right? And, you know, right now the alliance is fun. It's all nice, right? Everybody's playing well in the sandbox. How soon before they start pillaging from the Big 12 and then all bets are off?
Well, everyone's kind of anticipating something's going to happen, right? Like everyone's thinking, well, what's the Pac-12 going to do? They came out, made an announcement that, hey, we're not going to expand. The Big 12 right now kind of feels like they were a Power 5, and now it feels like, is their future kind of like where the American is, where they're just kind of on the cusp? What are they going to do? Who are they going to bring in? I think a lot of people want to see what Bob Boolsby as the commissioner, what he and his presidents and again, their leadership group, what is their play? What is their move? You lose Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, that's two huge brands. And this is a league that already lost A&M and Nebraska and Missouri. So like if they had their original members, it would be such a different league. But to already lose what they've lost and then you take away Texas and OU makes it very hard to envision this league still being recognized as a Power 5, which is sad to me because you're looking at some really good brands still left behind. So I don't know what the next play is. I don't know if the SEC or Big Ten or Pac-12 are going to take up some of those teams. I have no idea. But for now, it kind of feels like the Big 12, what's left of it, is trying to stick together. Maybe they add a Houston. I don't know. Maybe they add a Cincinnati because of the West Virginia tie-in. I don't know who they might add, but it seems like they're trying to stick together as long as they can.
Barton Hahn with Kirk Herbstreit right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Clemson, Georgia are out of the gate to start the season. We don't have expanded playoffs yet, so is the loser already in trouble after week one?
Well, in college football with the committee, at the end of the year, you get into December, everybody kind of talks about the term they use is cluster. So like if you're looking at the end of the year and you got first team, second team, third team, and then you got 4, 5, 6, and 7, you got these teams that are in a cluster together. The committee tries to separate that cluster with either using head-to-head competition or are you a conference champion, whatever it might be. If you're Clemson and you were to lose to Georgia, there's a really good chance both Clemson and Georgia could end up in that top six. And the last thing you want at the end of the year is to, if you lose that head-to-head matchup, that's a game changer, and you'll lose that argument every single time. So with that in mind, I really feel that even though it's week one, you can still obviously, you know, fix a wrong. If you end up at the end of the year, you're looking across the table, and that's the team you lost to in week one, then you're going to be left out. So, yeah, with that in mind, there's a lot at stake in that game in Charlotte.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Kirk Herbstreit has a book out right now. I'm a voracious reader, by the way. I always look forward to different books, and I saw this one, and I said, this is one I definitely have to get. Out of Pocket Football, Fatherhood, College Game Day, Saturdays. Obviously, you and your relationship with your dad, the connection you both have at Ohio State, I'm sure a big part of this, including also all the years on College Game Day. Just tell me what I should be looking forward to in this book, because I am definitely getting my hands on it.
I appreciate it. You know, it's a book not just about football or broadcasting, you know, kind of my journey in that world, but it's really more about what we all go through, which is adversity, going through trials and tribulations of your personal life. In my case, you know, I went through some stuff as a kid as far as, you know, moving around, parents divorcing, remarrying, divorcing again, just some stuff that wasn't fun to go through as a kid. And at the same time, I think when we go through some challenging times, if you're able to get through it, I think we all grow, you know, when we go through that adversity, you know, and it sounds like with Bart, like I'm sure he would have loved to go on to Michigan State, hit some adversity. He's able to pick up the pieces and go on. I bet you grew from that experience, even though it maybe wasn't a great experience to go through at the time. I bet it taught you a lot and helped mold you to become the person you are. And I think we all have different setbacks that we all been through. And my hope is by opening up and being vulnerable, it's just sharing, you know, what I've been through and some of the, like I said, the trials and tribulations that we all go through. And my hope is, and I've gotten most of my feedback I've gotten is just people have said, man, this book is, it's really resonated with me. I can relate to it in some way. So that's the hope. That's the reason I decided to write it, is just to open up and let people see more than just what they see on TV.
That's the best thing about it, too. When you see somebody that you see every day or every week like we do with you, and then you realize, hey, you know what? There's a lot there that's relatable. That's the best thing about a book. Again, Out of the Pocket, it has been out since August 17th.
Oh, day before my birthday.
Something you want to get your hands on. Herbie, hey, we got to run, though.
Do
you want to tell him you hate him again?
No.
We'd like to have him back on the show.
I just want to ask Herbie, does it come in an audio book with him like narrating it? Because I got an associate's degree. I don't know if I can make it through.
I did it 25 hours of it. So throw me a bone and listen to the audio book.
Oh, nice.
It was a challenge, to say the least. It was a performance of 25 hours. So, yeah. Yeah, you can get it on audiobook, too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what you want. You want somebody to read to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can get the actual author to read to you.
Herbie just left you off the hook, because if not, you're going to have to call me on speakerphone and read it to me.
And that is, he's not joking about that, Herbie. Thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
All
talk to you soon.
Have
all the
good
best.
Week.
You got it. Kirk Herbstreit again on the Goodyear Hotline. Out of the Pocket is the book. I might read it, but I'm not reading it to you. But at least you have him reading it to
put
you.
Put on a little Mr. Rogers sweater, man. Read it to your boy.
Kirk Herbstreit giving us the straight talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We were talking about injuries before, J.K. Dobbins being one of them, yep. right? And now the Ravens have to figure out what they have to do in their backfield. Do they need to add another piece? Do they have enough? Because they do fancy themselves as a contender. Another injury to talk about that I'd love to get your take on involves my favorite team, the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Carl Lawson lost for the season with an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
Their big signing in the offseason. You get C.J. Mosley back. You add Lawson. They haven't had an edge rusher, a pass rush type of guy since, what, Jonathan Abraham?
John Abraham.
Yep. I mean, it's been that long since they've had somebody that you can rely on in that position. You thought you had him. Now he's out for the season. But they replace him with another Lawson and Shaq Lawson. Only have to give up a 6-round pick for him.
Yeah.
Now, I know Shaq Lawson's not a big-time name,
yeah.
but can he at least – is this a good move for the Jets? Can this help the Jets in some way be competitive this year? Because if they're going to, defense is going to have to lead the way.
Yeah, I believe that they can, right? And they're going to play complementary football, right? They're going to run the ball. That's going to help that defense, right? It's going to shorten the possessions in the game. You hope that Zach Wilson can give you enough, maybe one or two special plays to help you get – touchdowns instead of field goals.
Right.
But Lawson, it doesn't move the needle for me. It's a solid player. I mean, they really have to depend on Franklin Myers really taking the next step, who's been really solid, and they've been waiting for him. Remember, they stole him from
yep.
from the Rams a couple of years ago when they tried to cut him and re-sign him. I still think that Joe Douglas is still out there waiting for the right deal, and I still think, you know, the Chandler Jones thing should still be something that you consider, because you're talking about building for the future. I know that he's disgruntled. I know that he wants more money. The Jets have plenty of money, and I think they can give him a good enough deal at 31, give him like a 3-year extension, and Rich probably makes it like 4 years, put him under contract for 34. Mm-hmm. He's one of the best pass rushers in the game right now, and I think if you get that, you're thinking in the future, man, when Lawson comes back, I'll have Lawson and Chandler Jones with Quentin Williams, Sheldon Richardson, and Fadakazi. Let's just see if Joe Douglas has another move up his sleeve, or if he's going to say, you know what, I'm just going to let these young guys evaluate, because they don't really have high, lofty expectations, I believe, this year. I think next year is the year with the two first-round draft picks where they go and address either a top-notch center, or they go address a show enough pass rusher in the draft.
A lot of frustration if you're a Jets fan from that, because at least you were looking forward to seeing something on the defensive side, especially with Robert Saleh as your head coach.
They're still solid, though,
but
man. You think about Sheldon Rankins.
I know.
That defense line is deep, and with Lawson, I could thought that was maybe the top five defensive line in the game.
And you know what? Zach Wilson, I know he had a good preseason, but I remember Brownie Nagel went 5-0 in the preseason and only won four games during the regular season. So
what's
I don't
the
want to
arm
talk.
It's the arm talent.
I don't want
right?
to get
it's
to
the arm talent.
I like what I see, but I'm one of the I can't let myself get that excited because I know it'll always come back.
It's a lot of scar tissue
and hurt me. Yes. Meanwhile, one of the teams in the AFC East that we're monitoring would be the Miami Dolphins, and there's a team. You know, again, Patriots look like they are back. Their defense is set. Now, who they go to at quarterback, still waiting for Bill Belichick to decide. He's saying he's not ready to announce anything yet, but it could be Cam Newton, could be Mac Jones, the rookie. We shall see. But they expect to be good, and obviously the Bills are a contender with that team. But what are the Dolphins? And you have Tua Tagovailoa, right? And you have him as in his second year looking a lot better than he did in year one. They've been talking him up a lot. But there's been reports out there that linger that we know this has been ongoing for a while, but a report just suddenly surfaced out of the blue. You know, the Dolphins are still very much in on Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely.
And they remain the front runners on Deshaun Watson, who hasn't done anything at all in training camp. And I wonder if the Texans are even going to play him at all, as he's not suspended yet, but we know he's going through all of the controversy and the, you know, the legal issues off the field.
All about the language, man.
What do you expect to see here? And if you're the Dolphins, is it worth it? If he's not even going to try until after the season, would they make a move like that?
I would. Listen, this guy is a generational talent, 25 years old, maybe 26 now. If you get him in that division, listen, I love Josh Allen. You can say all you want about Mac and Cheese and Zach Wilson. They can't hold his jockstrap. The people don't realize this dude in a dysfunctional
organization.
I'm not
talking about his
talent.
I'm talking about everything else with it, Bart.
I get it.
There's a lot going on there.
No risky, no bisky, right? And we've seen this a little bit with what happened with Ben Roethlisberger. It cost Ben Roethlisberger 6-game suspension, conduct detrimental, right? And if that's all it cost you, is, you know, 6 games, that's somebody that's going to be under contract because he's under a very favorable contract.
For now.
Remember, he signed an extension with Houston, so he's not going to be able to say anything because he's just going to be okay with having a right to be able to continue his career.
You don't know what's going to happen with any of this. Like, you really have to know what's going on behind the scenes. You don't know if he's going to be on the commissioner's list eventually from this, if anything comes of it, how much he's going to lose, how much you're going to be without him, and how much you're going to have to give up to get him. All of that is something you have to consider.
They have the equity. They have two first-round draft picks.
Well, they certainly have a stable of wide receivers that are – I mean, that's an insane wide receiver room.
You sleeping like – this team was 10-6 last year. What are we talking about?
No, I understand.
This is amazing. Listen.
Interesting story.
No risky, no biscuit, man.
Interesting story, like I said, happening there. Barton Hahn, we're brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover a road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So coming up, the number one overall pick – had a sparkling finale in the preseason. I know it's preseason. Bart hates it, but he was number one overall, and he actually played really well in the preseason to get you excited about what could be the future in Jacksonville. So is that
Duval?
Are you excited about what you saw out of him? And more quarterback stories for you coming up after Bart has this from DoorDash. I hate the preseason.
I knew you were going to say that, DoorDash, and why I don't have it up. You got it on your phone?
I do not.
Oh, jeez.
Should I stall?
Yeah,
should
just stall.
Reunited?
Yeah, just stall a little bit.
You didn't know you had this from DoorDash?
I did.
You got the Summer of Dash Pass, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So DoorDash
right
here.
Now, what can Dash Pass members get?
DoorDash here with the Summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings on exclusive menu items and $0 delivery fees year round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass and a Summer of DoorDash app. And stay cool out there, guys. Terms and conditions apply.
The beginning of the season. Oh, man, I want to be in that moment. It's just one of them things where you say, man, I wish I had that right now.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Matthew Berry, and I'm ready.
This is Marty Smith. The Hokies are ready.
This is Alan Hahn. Are you ready for some football? New York Jets are ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app. My wife texted me during the break. You know what she said to me?
She didn't say about Parley and Rocky, did she?
No, she didn't do the Adrian thing that you said, which is actually hilarious. For those who might have missed it earlier, Bart and his Rocky references, they never tire, but they also never miss the mark. And as we were talking about, Javi Baez telling Mets fans, you know, if you weren't with me, that don't boo us and then cheer me when I do well, did the thumbs down thing. And Bart said it was like Adrian telling Rocky, you can't win, and then running into the ring when he does win. Yeah. And Rocky giving her the Heisman.
I would have gave her to King Henry.
Oh, you're with me now, Adrian?
Yeah, divorce papers in the mail. Hey, yo. The key don't work no more.
Well, but you know what she said? That she said, you look very comfortable. And I said, of course I'm comfortable. The temperature in the studio is at 63 degrees. And Bart hates that.
I had to go and thaw out during the break. Like, this is ridiculous, man. I'm calling HR.
You do. He does. He opens the door and stands out in the control room. I'm
calling HR, man.
But we're family,
I have
right?
to come to work with
me. But we're family,
no
right?
No doubt. Down like faux flats.
Down like faux flats. And family is everything. And I've got a peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years, plus quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. You know what time it is, Bart?
Oh, I know. I've been waiting for it. Ooh.
It's time for Audio File.
The Audio File. The Audio File.
So this is what you laughed at me for saying before, Bart, when I said the number one overall pick in the draft had a really good preseason finale. And you just started giggling at me?
Listen, he going for the dude that's going to be working at Wawa and Chick-fil-A in 2 weeks.
Stop
I don't
it.
Care about that.
But you know what? Listen to Urban Meyer, his head coach, on the type of preseason that Trevor Lawrence had. There's a key word there that caught my attention. Take a listen.
You know, I'd be a half-empty guy, but I was kind of fearful, like, Mike, what if we go again? You know, but he's – the one thing about Trevor, he's played decent, you know, all three games. You know, you know, the preseason was fairly new to me, and I learned along the way. So I would judge our preseason. It's a success right now. There's a lot of energy in the locker room. We got 2 weeks to get the strongest version of ourselves. I expect our, you know, they're going to have 4 days off this week. That's also new to me. So we got to be a great, you know, you can be, if you do those 4 days right, and I'm not talking lay on your butt, but get strong, and we can come back stronger than you were in before training camp, which my expectations are that.
Man, he ain't long for the NFL with all these breaks. But
excuse me. Like, this is one thing. BS translator.
Okay.
How the hell am I going to get strong in 4 days? Like, yo, what kind of super microwave?
Don't lay on your butt, son.
Is this the Jetsons? Like, you take some type of little pill, Elroy give you a pill that he created, and then all of a sudden, 4 days, you can get in shape, in better shape than it was.
Cousin Yuri going to meet you in the bathroom?
You had 6 weeks off to get ready for training camp, and 4 days off is going to get you in better shape than the 6 weeks did.
Yeah.
He ain't long, I'm telling you.
All right, he ain't long for the NFL. But how about this? I thought Trevor Lawrence had a decent preseason.
That is a glaring endorsement. First overall pick. We've been talking about
trade. You're tethered to this guy. I know you don't think he had a good preseason, but don't say decent.
We've been talking about Trey Lance. Ooh. We've been talking about Zach Wilson. We've been talking about Justin Fields. All looking special.
Yes.
This guy was picked first. The highest rated quarterback since Andrew Luck.
Bart, you know what? I think this calls for a drop.
Know.
This calls for one of your favorite
drops.
Get some Booney. Where's
Booney at?
Where is it, by the way? This is...
You know what? I don't know.
That's how you feel.
You know.
Yeah.
What kind of preseason do you think he had?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, wait.
But speaking of Justin Fields, as we continue on Bart and Han with Audio Files...
Tell them again, because I think they remember on Bart
and Han
featuring.
It's Audio Files.
Featuring Bart and Han.
Bart and Han featuring Bart and Han. Actually, on the damn show. We move on, though, to Chicago, as you mentioned, Justin Fields. He is not QB1, he's QB2. Hmm. But still, Matt Nagy, what do you think of him? And would you be afraid to play him?
I think that he's at a point right now where he's the level where we thought maybe he'd be at coming into this thing. You never know, right? And he's done a lot of great things. So I would say that with our situation, with where Andy's at and where he's at, that he's done everything he can to make us feel good that if we were to put him in the game or had to put him in the game, that he would he would do fine.
He would be fine.
Yeah. Hey,
like, Bart, what are we doing here? Like, you know, if we had to play him.
Yeah,
we'd be all right.
Yeah, but listen, this is a different situation, right?
Oh, is it?
Right? Because you think of, you know, Andy Dalton was brought in to be.
I just want a fair chance, man.
He was brought in to be that bridge quarterback, right? He's the true definition of a bridge quarterback. What you don't want to do is have Fields broken week one. And why do you say that, Bart? Well, guess who they're facing week one?
Who?
The number one defense last year, Aaron Donald. Floyd, right?
Trouble.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yes.
So I don't know if I really want him not really picking up the...
So you telling Andy Dalton, QB1, sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Because take all these hits.
Could you imagine Justin Fields taking that shot from somebody else other...
Remember one he took when popped his helmet off?
Yeah, he went night-night, right? He went down like Rocky. You know what I'm saying? Like, so a Glass Joe. I was surprised he got up. But guess what?
You say Glass Joe?
Yeah, you know. But guess what, right?
Go ahead.
What the Rams probably do that the guy from Buffalo didn't do was wrap up. And if you wrap up on a hit like that, Only thing that's stopping his fall is his head and his neck. So I say, you know what? I'm going
to
call
it. You can't do that in today's NFL. What you did to Ben Roethlisberger cannot be done in today's NFL.
It was still illegal. No, I was to the side.
Not
I wrapped
today.
Up.
Not
I wrapped
today.
Up. Yeah, excessive force, right? They hit me with the old landing his own body weight. But if I can get a starting quarterback out of it, I'll take that FedEx. We'll put a pot together, and we'll pay that fine gladly.
Oh, my God. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented
allegedly
by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes
like
bundling
that
easy and affordable. Sure, no. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We continue with audiophiles. And here's a story. I want to get your take. Bart, was there ever a position, other than, of course, linebacker, that you wished you could have played, like, just once? You know, not a traditional
tailback.
Like you wanted, couple of. Did you ever ask Rex? I'm surprised Rex never was like, "Go ahead, Bart."
Yeah, no, I never asked though, but I did play tailback in high school.
You did?
Yeah, I was a tailback.
All right. Well, most guys were two way players. The guys that went to the NFL, most of them were two way players anyway. Back in high school,
in the hood, we could only fill about 22 people. You know what I'm saying?
But how about kicker? Do you ever want to be a kicker?
You know what?
I said that's so weird.
They call me elephant toe, right? So I got a weird big toe. I ain't think I can really.
You know what that's calling for, man. Like, you know.
Hey, Frazee!
They call me elephant toe. So we used to have this thing called guest kicker with Rex on Friday, and you can sign up and, like, you know, you can bet down. Allegedly, guys could have won anywhere north of $10,000 to $20,000 based on the bet game that game. I never won good. I always shanked it. You know what I mean? But we did have guys that could kick the hell out of a football.
All right. But how about Justin Reed? Safety with the Texans. So to start off Saturday's preseason game against the Bucks, he got to do the kickoff. 65 yards. He also actually was on special teams, was able to create, you know, knock the ball loose and everything else. So here's Justin Reed talking about something he's always wanted to do.
Honestly, it's a dream come true. I wish I could have that last one back. I feel sick about it. But other than that, man, I've been wanting to do this my entire career. I tried to do it in college. Never had the opportunity, so... getting the opportunity to do that today has been a dream, man. I've had a blast. Me and the refs are having a great time on the field with it, so it's been a ton of fun.
I want to know who dreams of being a kicker, first and foremost. So he went 65, 61, then a 48. The last one went out of bounds, but nobody really cared.
Listen,
he had three tackles on special teams. The kicker with three tackles on special teams as well.
This says two things. One is good, one is sad, right? One says, hey, man, the Texans are having fun. They enjoy football. The two is like they have no chance or any expectations of winning. Anybody, who wants to be the quarterback today? All right, you can go out there and play quarterback. It's like
Sean's like this. I'm all set.
It's like,
who wants to be quarterback? Not me.
It's like the last game. Everybody's done this, right? Last game, a little league, right? You just got to get guys playing time. Yeah. All right, who wants to play quarterback? Who wants to play safety?
Who's going
to
pitch this inning? Oh, my God.
But it was funny, though. It reminds me of Chad Williams, right? Chad Williams, we used to do this, guest kicker every Friday with Rex, and it started with Brian Billick. And it turned into, like, Chad Williams became our emergency third kicker because he could hit a field goal from 50 yards.
You never know.
So you never know who's talented over there. You know
what I mean? But still, it's just I love this story about my dream come true.
Yeah, they don't care about winning.
Be a kicker.
Yeah, they don't care about winning in Houston. Who wants to play?
Not me. I'm all set. Barton Hahn brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. That is audiophiles, and that, as always, is a lot of fun. You know what else is fun? When we get to talk to you on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Are you doing it today?
776.
Are you holding it?
What? What am I? Oh, no.
Not yet.
No. We're going to keep that in the pocket.
Hold.
We got to save some things.
That's why I ain't telling.
For
that's
those who don't know, we are expanding to 3 hours.
Ooh!
Soon.
What's better than 2 hours? Three hours. What's better than 3 hours? Not 4 hours.
Then we got to restructure. but for now, we're 2 hours for this week, and then we'll expand to 3 hours. When we do, we have some more games and some more stuff to add to the show. But for now, we will just go with calls with you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because there's a lot of you that wanted to talk to us, and we tried to get as many of you as we can. We will do certainly more of that coming up next. And also, we have to talk about another quarterback battle that Bart talked about at the very beginning of the show, happening in San Francisco. Is it a battle, or is it maybe a platoon? We will discuss. Right? You don't have a read now, do you?
No, I hope not, because I can't Bart even read, man. My damn nose. I need some mittens.
I just want to make sure. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hahn!
Wrangler has all the latest denim styles and trends. Find yours at Wrangler.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. My man, it's been fun back with you in studio together again for the long term. And by the way, when did we get mic flags?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That was a consolation prize in case you didn't come back. They gave us some mic flags. They're like, Bart, here's some flags.
I go away for just a few days and
5 months and all we got was some damn flags. What the hell are you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will get to your calls in a moment. I have a complaint department for Bart. But first, Kyle Shanahan, coach of the Niners. You talked about this at the very beginning of the show. The look that we saw, you know, with Trey Lance playing with Jimmy G in the preseason, very interesting.
That's what we'll have to see. I mean, I don't like playing this game, but everyone keeps asking me that question. I'm not just giving the answer just to satisfy the question. I think we got a pretty good idea, like I said, all along. I think our team does, and we're pretty good with it as long as I can keep surviving press conferences.
How's that going for
you? I'm all right with it. It's just trying to be respectful.
So Shanahan refuses to name a QB1.
I'm just here so I don't get fined, basically
what
he's saying.
He refuses to name a QB1, but what we saw in the final preseason game kind of feels like that's what it's going to be. Jimmy G is your main guy. Trey Lance is going to get some reps occasionally within the offense, and that's it. And I don't have any problem with that at all. The kid played one game last year. Anybody expects him to start right out of the gate for the Niners? You're not paying attention.
The dude has a 48 completion percentage. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
I don't know, man, but it's a huge story there. But I love the fact that he's like, I am not going to answer the question because you're asking me. But in a sense, the longer you drag it out, the better it is for us because we get more clicks. I just love that was his take on it. He continues to just say, oh, I'm just trying to survive these press conferences, which is what you said. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. I mean, he's old school, right? Just like his dad. And you think about his dad, right? Yeah. Oh, his dad is old school like Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick hasn't named a starting quarterback either.
All right, so on the booing thing, we got Travis on the @BartonHahn Twitter handle. Imagine going to a restaurant and your order is bad and you complain and the manager comes to your table to boo you. Is that essentially what Javi Baez is doing?
Hey, I mean,
like, you don't like what I'm doing, you're booing me, I'm going to boo you right back.
It's that apples to oranges. Like, it would be dope like so if you send the food back. This food is horrible. And then the chef come out, your outfit sucks.
Whatever, man. Fans can boo.
And guess what?
Players can be mad at fans. That's the relationship we have. And when you win and everybody's happy, we're all happy.
And guess what?
We got to get a call. I'm terrible on the clock today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Herm Edwards?
On the Dr. Pepper call-in line. It's got to be a good one. Let's take Juan in New Jersey. Juan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
I just wanted to say that awesome. You guys are back, man. I've been missing you guys, and you wouldn't believe me if I told you, but I was honestly going to say I wish you had another hour. So that's crazy.
You're welcome. Awesome. There you go. You wish. Your wish is our command.
All right, Aladdin.
The best friend you'll ever have. But no, that's what it'll be. It's not yet this week, though. Yeah, so it's yet. Only 2 hours. This means...
Well, we got to get you your sea legs underneath you. You know what I'm saying? You hadn't done the show in a long time. You got to get your sea legs back. So this is preseason for us.
And if you missed any portion of the show, you can find us both hours of Bart and Hahn posted daily as a podcast available to listen to your podcast. So Bart, that's one day in the books. We are back, baby.
I need a mitten sponsor. How about that?
Did you miss me?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.